Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome to Prayer Works Ministry broadcast with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, and co-host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond and Evangelist Khadija Hameen. At this time, we're going to have a word of prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist.
Gracious Lord and our Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will bless this broadcast on today and that you will send your word. Oh, my God, I pray that you have mercy today, that you will encourage the souls, strengthen them, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, heal and deliver. You know what's going on. You know how to deliver, and you know what we have need of before we pray. We pray that you will have mercy today, O Lord. Let your spirit prevail and your blood cover. Bind the works of Satan today. Cast him out today. Let your word go forth, O Lord. Have mercy today on a soul. Help them to give their life to you today. Help them to receive the word of God. We know that you're able. Oh, my God, we know that thou art a miracle worker and that you're still working miracles, you're still healing, and you're still delivering. Help us today, O Lord, to take you at your word, to trust you, and cast out all doubt and fear. Help today, O Lord. Help us to take you at your word, O Lord. Believe in you, O Lord, and trust in you, as the word of God tells us, to trust in the Lord, and help us, O Lord, to wait patiently upon you for deliverance, O Lord. We know you can do it today, and we are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Have your way today, Lord. Look on the speaker of the hour. I pray that you touch and send your word, send your anointing, bless in a special way, Jesus. Help us, O Lord, to receive the word of God that we might live thereby. We pray that you convert a soul today, sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody, O Lord, to renew their vow in the name of Jesus. Help them today, O Lord, to draw closer to you. We know you can do it today. Send on your virtue, O Lord. Have mercy today, O Lord. Bless in a special way. Oh, my God, we know that you are able. And we are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We are depending on you and trusting in your word. I pray, Lord, that you heal that broken mind, O Lord, and that broken heart. Touch right now, O Lord. We know you're able to mend that heart, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, you're able to save to the uttermost. Jesus, send deliverance today. Look on that soul that's suffering affliction in their body. Touch right now, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. Look on Danny, Jesus. Touch his body, oh, Lord. We know you can heal him. We know you can deliver him. We know you can work a miracle in his life. Help him to yield himself to you. Help him, oh, Lord, to make a vow unto you to serve you and to do whatever it is that you would have him do in the day, O Lord. And Heavenly Father, I pray that you will look on Darnell, continue to touch his body, continue to heal him, O Lord. Look on his mother, save her, O Lord, give her a mind to seek your face and turn from her way. Help her to run for her life and call upon the name of the Lord. We know you can deliver, and we are looking to you today. We pray that you continue to bless and have your way. Let your will be done today. Let your word go out throughout the world. Let a soul be blessed. Let a soul be healed. Let somebody be encouraged and strengthened through the word of God. And we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for all that you've already done. And we thank you in faith for what we believe you're going to do. And we trust you today, knowing that there is no failure in you. We pray that you continue to have your way. Let your will be done. And we will give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer by Evangelist May. And I can say of a true God is blessing us through prayer. And again, prayer works. Praise God. Thank the Lord once again for that prayer. And once again, you're listening to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture. And if you will notice with me, the 123rd number of Psalm, Psalm 123, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of the servant unto the hand of their master, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with content. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. Thank God for the reading of Psalm 123. Praise the Lord. Yes. We just thank God for his word. The word of God is a guide for our souls. And just want to give some announcements to let you know that we are airing every Friday night at 7 p.m. and also every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And on first and third Sundays, we are live in the building having service, and we invite you to come out and worship with us if you are in the neighborhood. The service is held at the Forest Park Senior Center, which is located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, and the zip code is 21207. And also, if you want to correspond with us by postal mail, you can write to our P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And also, if you want to correspond with us by email, you can email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. You can listen to the broadcast by dialing in on our listen number. One moment, I'll pull that up for you. You have those announcements, Angeles?
Yes. You left off at just the dial-in number?
Yes.
Yeah, that's 551-241-6677. And shall I keep going, or did you want to keep on?
Go ahead.
So if you're looking to, did you do the, yeah, that's the dial-in number if you want to have remarks. Or you if you're clergy, or you want to give an encouraging word, have a scripture to share, a song you'd like to sing, or a testimony you'd like to tell, feel free to dial in, 551 again, 241-6677. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Needle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 605-373-5995. That access code is 565-2166, the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. On Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. That phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. No, yes, 182-7631, yes. Ministry Emmanuel holds teams up with the net. Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we will continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list, of course, the bereaved Ingram Soul family, for the bereaved Harrell family, Sean Howard and his mother, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, W.L. and the bereaved Turner family, the bereaved Edmund family, Mrs. Joel Paldo and bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmund, and all of the bereaved families. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And so we're going to go ahead and Evangelist Newbell is on the phone, on the line. If you wouldn't mind just coming on back and giving some words of encouragement and introducing our speaker. Lord, God bless you in His name.
Praise the Lord. The Bible is telling us, unto thee, lift thy up thine eyes.
Amen.
I'm lifting my eyes up to the Lord because He is my help. And that's
yes.
who all of us should be lifting up our eyes to, because He's the one that's going to help us. So I invite you to look to Jesus. Keep your trust in the Lord. I tell you, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life or
Amen.
What happened. The unthinkable could have happened in your life. But don't give up on God. Continue to look to the Lord. I don't care what test, what trial has come your way. Continue to look to the Lord, because the Bible tells us that when we fall into diverse temptations, count it all joy. And the Lord is letting us know we're going to fall into these diverse temptations. Different things are going to come upon you. They're going to happen. Afflictions is going to come upon your body. And things is going to happen, and you're going to feel like, oh, why did this happen to me? But look to Jesus. Don't complain and murmur about what you're going through. Think about what Jesus went through, how He suffered and died, how they pierced Him in the side, how they beat Him all night long. Think about what He suffered. We too must suffer. How He hung there on that cross from the 6th to the 9th hour until He gave up the ghost. What about you and I? We have to look to the Lord, continue to trust Him, no matter what we're going through. So I encourage you today to continue to look to the Lord. And God, He can have mercy on you. He can heal you. He can fix your situation. He can work things out for you, because God has a plan. So I encourage you to continue to look to Him. And at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging words. We just thank God because today is the Lord's day. The Lord has made this day, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Surely we can look to the Lord for our help. But we need to give God the praise due to His name. He is worthy at all times to be praised. So now let's get ready to give God a praise. And I just feel like I need to just get this praise out, because sometimes we get a praise deep down on the inside and we just need to get it out. So I want you to join in just giving God a praise right now. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Bless
the name of Jesus.
Bless
your name, Jesus. Bless your holy name, Lord.
Glory to your name,
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
to give glory to the Lord. Amen. Just to lift up your voice and to shout of praise out to God. For he is worthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Worthy, he is worthy. Praise God. I thank you,
Lord.
I just thank God because there's a blessing in praising the Lord. When we praise him, he will surely bless us. So I just thank God for everything that he's already done. And now we're going to get ready to go to the word of God. But let us have a word of prayer before we go to the scriptures. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we pray right now that you will touch us through your word, that you will bless us, oh God, strengthen and encourage us, Lord. Lord God, anybody who has a need, Lord, everything we need is in your word. We believe you right now, and we count it as done, and we thank you, O Lord. We ask these blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Thank God for all things. And now this time, I want to invite your attention to the book of Acts, beginning with verse 5. Verses 5 through 8, then we'll skip down to verse 26 through 40, if it be the Lord's will. Acts, I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. Acts 8 and 5 reads, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Praise the Lord. Before I read the other verse, I just want to leave a thought with you today. And that is, we preach Jesus. Hallelujah. We preach Jesus. Glory to God. The same Jesus that was raised from the dead. The same Jesus that came down through 42 generations to come upon the earth, to offer up his life for the whole entire world, to forgive us and to take away our sins. We preach Jesus Christ. And the Lord had moved through Philip, the deacon. But before this happened, there was a deacon named Stephen began to preach Jesus. Hallelujah. And the more he preached, the people got angry and began to gnash upon him with their teeth. They were so mad at him. They took up stones and they stoned him. And Saul, who later was changed to Paul, he was consenting to his death. And in the midst of it all, the church was scattered. I believe that this Saul, he wreaked havoc on the church so much so that they began to scatter abroad, but it didn't stop them from preaching Jesus. Everywhere they went, they preached the word of God. They preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And Philip was led by the Lord to go down to Samaria. He went down there and he began to preach so much so that the whole city was converted. Bible says the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake. They were hearing and seeing the miracles that God wrought through this deacon. He was ordained by God, anointed and appointed. And he moved. When the Spirit of God led him to move. And he went on out and he began to minister until the whole city was converted. Glory to God. And the Bible lets us know that there was great joy in that city. Oh, praise be to God. There was great joy in the city. He preached Jesus Christ unto them. And further down, around verse 26,
angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went and beheld a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasures and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. And you know, when I thought about how the Lord spoke to Philip through the angel to command him to go to a certain place, and when the Lord gives us something to do or tell us to go somewhere, this was a desert place. And you wonder, well, who could be out there? Or why would the Lord be sending me in a place like that? He didn't question it, but he arose and he went where the Lord sent him. Because God had, even if it's one soul, God wanted to reach that one soul. And this man that he went to, this was an Ethiopian eunuch of great authority. He had great authority, and God looked down on this man because he sought to understand what the scripture was saying. Lord, glory to God. And this is why God sent Philip where he did, so that he could meet up with this man. God put everything in place to align them with one another. And they were surely aligned. And throughout 40th verse, it tells how he was reading in the scripture in the book of Isaiah. And he was reading and not understanding what he was reading. Glory, hallelujah. And then Philip inquired. The Spirit of God was leading him all the way. He saw the man. The Spirit told him to draw nigh. So he did move when the Lord said move. And we have to learn that when we're preaching Jesus, he might send us in a place that we can't understand. But when we get there, God will meet us there. Hallelujah. So never question where God sends you, what God gives you to do. Don't question it. Don't wonder about it. And don't even worry about it. Because God has a plan in place. Praise be to God. And then the final outcome of what happened here is when the Ethiopian eunuch understood that Jesus had come to save the whole world, that Jesus had died for him to forgive his sins, to take away his sins. And he wanted to be baptized. When he saw water, he pointed out saying, here's water. What does it hinder me from being baptized? He wanted to be baptized right then and there on the spot. And so when God sends us out to minister, when he gives us a mission or work to do, God will provide. Hallelujah. We should not put off anything, but give everything as the Lord has given. For Jesus told his disciples, freely ye have received,
yes,
freely give. So this is what we ought to do, just give. Because the Lord has given to us so freely, abundant, and we ought to just give, minister, tell everybody we know, everywhere we go, just preach like the saints did when the church was being persecuted. That didn't stop them in any way from preaching the word of God. They were scattered all over the place, and everywhere they went, they kept on preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, praise the Lord. So I want to encourage you today to let you know that we preach
Jesus and nothing else. Oh, praise God. A lot of false doctrines are out there. But if they're not preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ, you're in the wrong place. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. It's time now for anyone who's going to do a work for God to get it done. It's time now. Stop with the drawback. It's time now to speak when the Lord says speak. To go when the Lord says go. To do what the Lord says do. Hallelujah. Praise God. So don't put it off. Don't slack up on God. If you're being persecuted, maybe you can't preach any longer where you are. If you have to run, preach while you run. Hallelujah. Sometimes it may come to that. If you have to move from where you are, move to another place, just keep on preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, because somebody,
amen,
somewhere needs to hear this word. And sometimes,
yeah,
God will allow us to be scattered from where we are.
Yeah.
He will pluck us up, yeah, from where we are and send us to another place. Somebody there can be blessed. So Philip, he was in Samaria, but the Lord sent him out of Samaria. The apostles had come, and they had laid hands on the people, and the people received the Holy Ghost, and the Lord sent Philip on somewhere else so he could minister to somebody else. So we don't always end up staying in the same place all the time. But God wants this gospel to be preached in the whole world, everywhere.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. So we have a work to do for the Lord. We have this mission. Don't complain because things are not working out where you are. Don't be upset because of the situation, because it could be that God is in it. Now, I'm sure that the saints, they were upset that Saul was coming and going in people's houses and having them locked up and all of this, and that was upsetting to them, and that was, they weren't happy about it. But those who didn't get caught, they left, they scattered, they went, but they didn't stop preaching the word of God. So every situation is not going to be so pleasant. It's not going to be comfortable. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will shake things up, make things uncomfortable so you can move out of that place and keep on growing. Keep on doing what God wants you to do to get the blessing that he has in store for you. Hallelujah. And that somebody else who needs that blessing, because the work,
yeah,
the gift that God has given us is not for us, but it's for God. And we have to give it back to God. We have to give God the glory. We have to let God be glorified in all that we do. And as we can see in the scripture, how they continued to go and preach the word of God, and everywhere they went, God was glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank God for the word of God, because the word of God is so encouraging and letting us know that every situation is, we can't sit around and complain about it. We can't sit around and wait for things to happen or change the way we want it to be. It may not ever be that way. Oh, praise the Lord. But God has a plan for every one of us. And let's just follow the plan of God and just make sure that you are obeying the Lord, that you're doing what God wants you to do. And whoever is out there listening in radio land, I want you to know that God, love God, has a plan for your life. Even if you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins, he has a plan for your life. He has a purpose just for you. But it's up to you to seek the Lord. It's up to you to come to the Lord and ask the Lord for forgiveness. That this is the purpose of his coming, so that you can be forgiven of all your sins, and that your soul can be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost,
Hallelujah. Because time is running out, and today could be your last chance. But don't put it off. Don't try to do it next week or wait till next year. Don't put it off. Just whatever you can do today, repent now. Seek the Lord right now. Obey the Lord as he calls you. If you hear the voice of Jesus calling you, take heed to that call. Surrender to the Lord and ask him for forgiveness, and he will forgive and he will save you. Hallelujah. If anybody been discouraged, running, lack, not doing what you're supposed to do, the Lord cares about you and he wants to help you. You got to look to the Lord. You got to come to him and ask for help. He's willing, more than able, wants to do it for you. But you got to want God to do it for you. Oh, praise the Lord. If you feel like you're not where you should be, and you're just confused, you don't know what God wants you to do, God will reveal it to you. Just come to Jesus. Come to him and inquire of the Lord. Seek the Lord, yeah, and he will make it known unto you. At this time, let's put our minds on the Lord. Let's go to God in prayer, and let's believe God together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you asking you for mercy. God, we ask for grace. And Lord, we ask that you'll forgive our sins, that you'll blot out our transgressions, that you'll wash us and clean us up, Lord. Purify our hearts, oh God. Sanctify us on the inside and on the outside. Lord, we pray right now that you will save dying souls everywhere. Those who don't know you, Lord, reveal yourself unto them and forgive their sins. Take away their sins right now while we're praying this prayer, oh God. Clean them up, Lord, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Use them for your service. Have mercy upon them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, oh God, that you look on those who are on the prayer list one by one, name by name, every name that was called, every family that's represented in the name of Jesus. Lord, manifest yourself. Move in miraculous ways and work wonders, Lord. Touch, Lord, heal and make whole, Lord God. We know you're able, oh Lord Jesus. Save the backslider. Restore their souls. Help them to return unto you. Have mercy upon them in the name of Jesus. Those, oh God, who are suffering with an incurable disease, by the power that you've given unto us, we pray, Lord, and we ask it in the name of Jesus, that you will lay your hand upon them. Touch, Lord, and heal. Right now, you have the power to confound every doctor, oh Lord God, every specialist. You have the power to confound them. And when they can't do any more, Lord Jesus, you specialize in things impossible. You specialize in terminal diseases. You, Lord God, you have the power to do all things. And with your stripes, we are healed. We believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We believe we have our healing, our spiritual healing, our mental healing, our natural healing, our financial healing. We believe, Lord, that with your stripes we are healed and we are made whole today. We believe it and we count it done. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. And we magnify your name. We pray, God, that you'll accept our prayer. That you, Lord, are honored. The prayer that's unspoken, you know about it, Lord. We ask you to grant it, Lord, according to your holy will. And remember our leaders today. Bless them, Lord, and give them guidance. Bless the congregation. Encourage your people everywhere, all around the world. Oh, Lord, and we thank you for this prayer. We thank you, oh God, for those who are listening right now. We ask for a special blessing for them today, that you will have mercy on their souls. Lord, all of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can somebody
thank
help
you,
me? Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise God.
Thank
you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer and for his touch.
Yes, Lord God. Thank you.
And at this time, we're going to have to give way for a remark. God bless.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I thank the Lord for the word of God that came through and it's on me. The anointed message that came to her on today, I believe that if God has given you something to do, now is the time to do it. We've got to put our time in because payday is coming after a while. Glory to God, and if we can't do it in one place and do what thus saith the Lord. I tell you, God, he's a good God. He give us a chance to fulfill the will of God. I pray that someone has received the word of God, and I thank God for Evangelist Amin, for the message, and for the prayer, for the anointed prayer. I thank God because he knows just what we have need of, and I want to encourage her to continue to preach the word of God and let God have his way in her life. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Any other remarks? Praise God. If not, we do thank God for the broadcast on this afternoon. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging remarks coming through Evangelist May. I just thank the Lord because he has done so many great and mighty things, and we want to encourage you for the next broadcast coming up on Friday night. Prayer Works Ministry broadcast at 7 p.m. Praise the Lord. And tonight also, Evangelist May will be having her broadcast at 7 p.m. You can also tune in tonight and be blessed. Mm-hmm. Amen. Evangelist May, you want to go ahead and give your information?
Yes, that number is 1-605-3-5995, and the access code is 5652166 pound. And we will be on at 7 p.m. on tonight, and then we're back here again at 7 p.m. on Tuesday night, and that's oldies for goodies in the gospel. God, we'd be glad to have you. Feel free to tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that information. And again, you don't want to miss. Tune in and be blessed. We thank God for all things. We ask you to please continue in prayer for those who are on our prayer list and for those you know, didn't just pray one for another. We need each other's prayers. Amen. Anything else before we close out? If not, that be all. This concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.